Now it's time to go over to Ken in China. We'll ask John Bazley, who is in fact Ken's next door neighbour in Fitzhead, to pick up the reins and talk to Ken. Here we go.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Anton. And it's good to be up here at Ten Radio with you once again. And I can't believe it's another month has gone past. And I hope that Ken is somewhere in China at the other end of the line. Good morning, Ken. How are you?
Hi, John. Great to talk to you again. I'm in Urumqi in Western China, the most landlocked city in the world, being at a place which is furthest from any ocean. So I can truly say that I really am at the heart of Asia.
Well, now you've made it into China, Ken, at last, after all the various visa problems that you had. What are your first impressions of this enormous country?
I've really been struck by three things. Firstly, the friendliness of the people. And secondly, just how modern a country this is. A really good standard of living. And yet at the same time, the cost of living is remarkably low. And everywhere, construction, office blocks, houses, huge investment in infrastructure. So when people talk about China undergoing an industrial revolution, that very much seems to be the case on the ground, at least here anyway.
Perhaps, Ken, the image of China that we often have is based very much on an Eastern Chinese image, perhaps that's all dominated by Beijing, Shanghai and Hong Kong as well. Do you see much influence still of the Central Asian countries that you've passed through now that you're in Western China?
Remarkably less than I was expecting. I think because whilst indigenous populations share ethnicity with those in neighbouring countries, there's also been a great influx of Han Chinese from the east of the country.
And perhaps since the Olympics, we've been aware of this ban on internet activity in China. I think I heard it mentioned somewhere as being called the Great Firewall of China. I wonder how severe you found this in reality.
It can be a little bit frustrating at times. Sometimes sites are accessible, other times and in other places they're not. So it does seem a little bit haphazard and inconsistent. A few days ago I could upload videos to the website. Today I can't do that. The real irony of this, though, is that in general terms, access to the internet, be it Wi-Fi, be it broadband, is far better than across pretty much all of Central Asia. So this actually is a very connected country.
Oh, that's interesting, Ken. I mean, returning to the idea of the travelling, I wonder how the conditions are for you and sort of the roads, the amount of traffic on the road, what the weather's like, and whether you have the same kind of difficulty with food and water stops that you had in some parts of Kazakhstan, for example.
The roads are the best I've seen since Western Europe. Pristine dual carriageways, traffic is pretty light. Your biggest challenges are coping with the boredom of riding on the hard shoulder through fairly flat, featureless, semi-arid desert and making sure you're carrying sufficient water to get yourself between the petrol stations. They may be something like 50 kilometres apart, and in the sort of temperatures I ride in, you're probably going to be consuming somewhere between half and three quarters of a litre of fluid an hour. So very important you are carrying sufficient to get yourself between the stops.
I know that you've managed to do a tremendous amount of planning. I've always been aware, Ken, of how much planning you've had to do as well as the actual travelling. I'm just wondering, after the delay that you had earlier this year with the visa problems that delayed your entry into China, what's your timetable looking like for the rest of 2010?
The plan is to reach Hong Kong by the middle of October, a month or so there, and then we're off to Australia in time for Christmas.
Well, I hope you get a good Christmas there and perhaps you get the chance to meet up with your folks, Ken, at some stage. We sometimes wonder, and this is sort of conversations that we've had at home, really, how your previous career as an engineer might have helped you in this venture, perhaps in the way that you've approached sort of difficulties and tricky situations along the way.
In many respects, this venture is all about problem solving, and I think an engineering background, a structured, logical approach certainly can help with that.
Well, you've had quite a few tricky situations so far, Ken, haven't you? But you've certainly impressed a lot of people back here with the way you've got yourself out of these situations. Well, finally, I know Anton's got some more music lined up to play. Would you like to do a bit of final publicity for the website, the blog, and also the Outward Bound Trust that you're acting as an ambassador for?
Certainly. You can follow all my antics on my website, www.acrosscontinents.org. There's lots of photographs and video. You can subscribe to the blog, You can follow me on Facebook, and you can also learn a lot more about the UK Outward Bound Trust, the charity that I'm seeking to raise funds for, and most importantly, you can make a secure donation to them as well.
Well, that's great, Ken. Thank you very much for the interview for this month. I hope you enjoy the rest of your stay in Urumqi. I think I pronounced that correctly. And I guess there'll be some email correspondence between us as ever throughout the month. But look forward to speaking to you again in another 4 or 5 weeks or so.
Thanks, John. And looking forward to catching up with you again next month.
OK, Ken. Happy travelling. Take care now. Bye-bye.
Well, there we are. We were hearing there from Ken Roberts in China, in the middle of China. So hope you're still listening online there, Ken, and good luck for your day. I think you're probably, I'm not sure what the time difference is, but I suspect you might be just about sort of getting up and getting those knees and joints and everything working. But we thought you'd like this little track, Ken. David Bowie, China Girl.